Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we'll be Be'ezus Hashem finishing off the beautiful Siman Tav Resh Mem Vav, which deals with the halachos of Hadassim. We give the very top of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Niktam Rosho. If you want to see what a picture of Niktam Rosho is, you can look in Dear Shur footnote number 48, which is talking about that you're cutting off the top part of the stem without impacting the leaves themselves. So a little piece of the stem is missing. That's Niktam Rosho, and that's kosher. That's perfectly still good Hadassim. Even, afilu also botomra, even if there isn't no little berry that's growing over there. Because if there is, then it's certainly going to cover up the fact that the stem has been cut, and that would certainly be beautiful. But even if it doesn't have a berry growing over there, it's still considered hadar. And the same thing would apply, but what did Yovesh Rosho? The same thing would apply as Niktam Rosho would be if Yovesh Rosho, if the little bit of the top of the stem was dried out, that doesn't affect the kashrus, and it's still a perfectly good hadas. That is the first opinion that's brought down. In the Baragola, he shows that this is the opinion based upon the Gemara Rabbi Tarfon, and this is passing by the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the three great poskim that the Shulchan Aruch relies upon, as well as the Ramban. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Ches, Hainu, what we're dealing over here is, Afilu hayu kol shlosha badim niktamu roshan. Even if all three of the Hadassim had this problem, so this is still going to be kosher. Sif Katan Chav Tes, the Mishneh Berurah says it's kosher. Vein domel lulav yarava. This is different than the halacha by lulav and arava, where if there, the niktam roshan, if the top part is cut off, it's pasul bahen. And we'll see in the issue foot number 49 why the Chazon Ish explains why this is the case. And the Mishneh Berurah himself says, the Bahadas, in regards to Hadas, enough of Chofim Rosho, the flowers are going to cover up this Niktam Rosho stem, Hainu Olam, the enough of the Olam, the leaves, the Ein Kitimaso Nikeris Behen. And these leaves are going to make that you can't see the broken off top part, and therefore it's not a problem. Chazon Ish adds further to this, Dirshu footnote 49, he brings down the name of the Ramban, Shahadas Shonem Mikolaminim. Hadas is different than the other species, the Dalabinim. Shilub Sharminim, by the Lulav and the Arava, for example, Hadaros and Barosham. Their most beautiful part is the top part, the head. Abu Bahadas, Hadaras Tsuraso, the beauty of the Hadas is Chipoy va'olav, the fact that the leaves surround it and make it avos. V'lochein in chashivus l'rosho shel hadas. Therefore, the top part of the hadas is much less important than, for example, the top part of the lulav or the arava. Because ein hiduro b'rosho, the hider part, the hader part, is not the head. It's the surrounding by all the leaves. And therefore, yesh l'hashi, the Chazon Ish says, afilu imiktimo megdula. Even if it's visible that the stem is cut off. And he argues that this is true, even according to the Rishonim, that write down Mipnei She'en K'timos V'Nikeres. The reason why they say it's good is like the Mishneh Berurah says, because you don't recognize that the stem is cut off. The top part of the stem is cut off. So the Chazon Ish says, even according to those that use that Lashon, that the reason is because En K'timos V'Nikeres, because it's not recognizable. The Chazon Ish argues that even if it was recognizable, they're saying it still would be good. Ein kavana sum lifsol kasherini keres. Their implication is not that, oh, if it's not visible, it's kosher. If it's visible, then it's cut off the stem, so then it's not good. That's not true. He says, derech klal ein aktima nikeres. He says, in general, the ktima is not recognizable. And therefore, lo pasul chacham niktam bahadus. And therefore, they'd say it's not a psul, even if it is recognizable. Okay. Now we go to Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Lamed, where he says, even if it didn't grow like a bud, a berry on the top, where you cut it off, it's still good. And the Mishneh Berurah says, who came in tomorrow, this is like a little berry, a little date, hayotze is ba'ali arava, that comes out sometimes on the leaves of the arava. The bazeh vadai kosher lukuliyama. Here, even the opinions that say that it's no good would say that if there's a bud over there, a berry over there, that covers up the cut-off aspect. Shatamr mechas ala ketima, this is the bud or berry over there, would cover up the missing part of the stem, vein haktim and keres, and certainly it's not recognizable and it doesn't lose its hadur status. Now the Mechaber goes and brings down, and this you can see is from the Ravid, and the Magid Mishnah as well writes the Ktsas Achronim Machmirim Kidivri HaRavid. So he brings down this Yesh Poslim that say in this situation of Niktam Rosho of the Hadus, it's no good. The Niktam Rosha, if this is cut off. And the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, the same halach applies, Uadin, Liyavesh Rosha Ladezu. the dinim are similar for both Niktam Rosho and Yavish Rosho, according to this machmir opinion that it's no good. Upashut lo mikra Yavish Rosho, and the definition of Yavish Rosho isn't rak bilbinu ponov, if it gets a little bit white. As opposed to Masha Eino Matsui Klal Badasim Shigadu Bishonazu, that doesn't occur. However, Avolim Kamush Kitsas Bilvad, if it's just a little bit withered, Bafilu Achinichra Bitsipar, even if it would be crumbling a little bit when you rub your finger against it, your nail against it, that's still not considered Yovish. That's Kamush, Lomikre Yovish. Dafilu Bishar Alan, Lomikre Yovish Kiagabda, because by the other leaves as well, it's not considered Yovish if it's to that extent, as we already learned in yesterday's Shir Kidal in Sif Zayin. Now the Mishmur says, Sivkot Lamed Beis, that if these Machmirim, the Ravid and others, they are posel of his Niktam Rosho, so the Mishmur explains, Mishum de lo havi hodr, because it's not hodr. Now, Yesh la'ayin l'dezu, he says you have to investigate this Shita im Dafka, this is only, kishayu kol shlosh abadim kitume roshim. This is only going to be posel if all three of the Hadassim are no good. Or afilu imbad echad niktam rosho gam kipasul. Or if even one of the three has niktam rosho, it's no good. And this is something that we'll discuss still. Do you need three? Do you need one? The ayin lekamen and simon tafresh and sif aleph in the Haggah, what that will discuss. The issue footnote number 53 explains that the Rama over there says shibemalchum atchak she'ain hadus kosher. If you don't really find the other hadasim, so dai shikach hadus echad she'ainu kotim. Then it would be acceptable if you took at least one hadus that wasn't bad. This is the issue footnote. Then quotes what the Mishnah Berurah says, but we'll wait till we get to Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph to discuss this halacha further. How do we paskin? So the Rama says hagah. He brings out from the Magid Mishnah that since there are those that follow the Ravid and others as well that say like this, so therefore best to be machmir where you have the opportunity. So if your choice is to take a niktam rosho hados or a regular hados, so obviously he says take the regular hados and don't rely upon the majority opinion. Again, this is the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, and the Ramban. Nevertheless, where you have an opportunity to go and take a non-niktam rosho, better to do so. Mishbur explains Sivkalam. It's often found that in between the levels where you have the three Mishuloshim leaves, that you'll find little leaves sometimes coming out in between them. These are Anofim Kitanim. Vitzorich licked almost some, so he says you should cut those off, Kideshul Yafsiku Benakinim. So it shouldn't differentiate or separate these kashura rows of the Hadassim. And Niktam Zeh, this type of cutting off zekoshel kulyama. That's certainly good according to everybody, even the Ravid. Afilu imnimtzo kein b'cholash lo shabadim. Even if this is present on all of the three hadasim, nevertheless, kivim she'enu b'roshu, since it's not at the top, this is not considered lack of hadar. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Lamed Daled and tells us, ubach kosav de biyavish rosho, the bach adds that if the top part is dried out, Bahainu biyavshu ha'olin ha'yonim, the leaves are dried out, afilu yevshu biyacher ein levarach lav. Then, even if there are no other choices, don't make a brach on this dried out hadasim. However, there is a takana, v'yesh takana, sheyosir ha'olin ha'yonim, you can remove these dried out top leaves, and then, v'yos kosher l'chatchilu kol yama, then it would be actually good, because you just need the majority to be mishulash, and not the top, as we've already pointed out. Now, the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha here adds, this is what we brought down the name of the Bach, but he brings down that many disagree that you can't make a bracha on it in this situation. He brings down the Nachlat Tzvi, the Yerabah, disagree with the Bach, and they would say, if there is no other one, then you can take this and make a bracha on it. He says there's also the opinion of the Big Day Yesha, and he brings down many others in this long Bir Halacha, and his last line, he concludes, Al Kenira, based upon all of these that disagree with the Bach, the man de makeup is there. If somebody were to go, and when he had no choice, use these type of hadasim and make a bracha on them, b'mochim the less liach, again, where there is no other choice, ein l'mchos b'yado, you don't protest if the person makes a bracha on it. Now we continue with the Ramah. He says, v'lo mikre niktam, when do we say that the top part is cut off? That's only elo im niktamu ha'etzim. We're talking here about, as we said previously, he brings down the name of the Ran, the actual stem itself. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Hey, Avo Niktamu Ha'olim, Ha'al Yonim Levad, if the top leaves are cut off, as we've already said, Lo Mikre Niktam. That is not called Niktam, and that is still kosher. Again, you can see a diagram of this very nicely in Deir Shu footnote number 57, Ayin Shom. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simen, sif yud aleph. The Mechaber writes, im ein lo ela hadas, if you only have a hadas, sha'anovav merubim me'olav, and you have these berries, these grape-like structures on them that are more than the leaves, and it is yontif, when you're not allowed to go pick them off. So note lo, you would take this because you don't have a choice, you have nothing else. However, the ein lo mevarech lo, but you wouldn't make a bracha in this situation. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot Lamed Vav. Upasul afilu b'shar yomim. This isn't only the first day. This would be true that it's no good really on the other days as well. Of course, if you were to pluck off the berries, so then we said that that is good. And on Chol HaMoed, there is no problem in doing so. Based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ufi dvarav im nizdamin lo achaka chadasim acherim." That which the Mechaber said over here, that you aren't to make a bracha on it, meaning that you can't be using it to fulfill the mitzvah, so you really didn't perform the mitzvah. So in this situation, Mishnah Berurah writes, I'll repeat it, Lofi dvarav, im nizdamin lo acha kachadasim acherim, tzorich levarich b'shar hayomim gam kein. Then you should go and make a bracha when you take good hadasim now. It's not like maybe you were yotzei. He says you really weren't yotzei. Therefore, you can take it now and make a bracha because you weren't yotzei. I don't want you to bother taking it in the first place. It was said to take it without a bracha. The reason why you took it, kidesh lo tish tachkach toras lulav, that you shouldn't forget this concept of lura. Very important idea. Then he tells us to look in the bir alocha. I'm in the bir alocha. You look in the last bir alocha over here, dibra maschel note lo veinom of arich lov. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Beis Yosef, the name of the Aruch Chaim, Hevi b'shem bal hashlama, shekosher b'shar yom. He says it's good on the other days. And because of alzeb bedek abayis, and it's written down in the bedek abayis, lo nira li, el apostle hayom. The Bedek Abayis disagrees and says no good. However, the Lani is dati, he says, however, the Chofetz Chaim, that the Baal HaShlomo ain't no yachid. He says that the Baal HaShlomo, who wrote over here that it is good, is not a das yachid. And he says, the Gam das harav ha-magid kinu b'das ha-rambam. The Magid Mishnah also feels that this is the opinion of the Rambam. And he writes, b'das shekol ha-psulim she'izkir rabbeinu b'perik shvi, Psulim B'Sheni K'Rishon. Those that are listed in the seventh parak of the Rambam, they are no good on the first days or on the latter days. But that implies Mashma Shemashi Hiski Reperik Ches Kisherim B'Shar Yomim. And this is listed in Parak Ches, and therefore it is good on the other days. This concludes the beautiful Simon Tafer Eshman Vav. We're ending a little bit early today, giving people a chance to go in Chazer, hopefully. And we just did that we learned this year today for Refuah Shleimah for a young mother who's undergoing a serious operation today. Ilana Devorah Bas Ahuva Ita, Mitzvah Hashem, she should have a Refuah Shleimah B'Sol Shar Chol Yisrael.